shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs, including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I don't believe that God intends for us, for our church, to become so much the preserver of the status quo. I don't believe that. Amen. I don't think that God wants us to be the carriers of tradition and the carriers of ritual. I believe that the church is to be God's catalyst for change. Amen. That the church should be a spark that brings life, and it should be an entity that advances the new things that God's doing by His Spirit. And we shouldn't hold back. We should be ready to go. Amen. Ready or not, here we go. Yes. Amen. In fact, the Bible declares in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, it says that the just shall live by faith. Can I just paraphrase that in Jason's words for a minute? Amen? This is what this really means. That the righteous thrive in the middle of unpredictable circumstances. That you will, if you are a person of faith, if you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you will thrive in the middle of unpredictable circumstances. Amen. But what I found out is everybody wants to live by faith until they have to live by faith. Amen. I mean, if folks say, "I want to live by faith. I'm a man of faith, word of faith, now faith, now faith, now faith, now faith." And all of a sudden, everything in their life falls apart. They lose their job. They're about to lose their house. And all of a sudden, "I don't want to live by faith. Obama, bail me out." I need a bailout. And we don't want to live in faith. We all talk about faith and want faith until it's time to have faith. Because it's scary, amen? We get in unpredictable circumstances of life, and then we get afraid instead of getting in faith. Can I go a little deeper? You can't put new wine in old wineskins. You can't do it. So how many know the container you got might not hold what God wants to do in you next? It might require you to change a few things. It might require our church to change a few things. Amen? Amen. So if God wants to change the framework of Truth Church a little bit, and He wants to change our structure so we can be more effective in our community, so we can do more outreach, so we can change more lives, so we can impact a greater number of people, I think we ought to be willing to change. Ready or not, here we go. Amen. Amen. I believe God's about to do some things that will blow our mind if we just go. If we'll just get in faith and say, "God, I'm ready to go, I'm going to go. You know, I might not got my shoes tied, but I'm going. Because you said and you planned and I'm here with it. I'm not waiting for a bright sunny day on Sunday where everything's perfect and the weather's perfect before I show up." Oh, come on, somebody. One of the problems I really believe is just because of the way things are and the culture of the Western world that we live in the United States of America, is that most churches just feel like we're just hanging on. Well, if we can just get everybody to show up on the same Sunday, we'd fill every chair. Amen. Do you know that's true of our church?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Well, we're not all here on the same Sunday. So this is what it looks like every Sunday. We're just hanging on. We're just trying to get through if I can just get to church. If I can just get through the door. And God is on the other side of that thing and the Spirit going, ready or not, here we go. God, I don't know if I can go. I can't barely make it through the door. Come on, amen. We got to be careful what we locked ourselves into. Well, I just want to be a little country church and just show up on Sunday and do my little worship and just praise the Lord for 30 minutes and hear a short little word by Pastor Jason. Then I got to go home. That's all I want. I mean, that's really not what God wants for you. Come on, amen. We get locked in. I want to be a country church, or I'm going to be a little community church or a small church. No. God said, I'm in all of it. I've got a destiny for a corporate body. There's a destiny for this corporate body. There's a destiny for Truth Church. There's a plan. There's a vision. There's a purpose for this house. And it takes all of us working together, fulfilling our individual destinies so that the corporate destiny is fulfilled. Amen. And if one slacks, we all lose. Come on, amen. It's the same God. It's the same God that works through T.D. Jakes that says, get ready, get ready, get ready. Oh, get ready, get ready, get ready. It's the same God in Benny Hinn. Pick him up, Charlie. Pick him up, Charlie. Pick him up. Hallelujah. It's the same God with Kenneth Copeland. Praise God, praise God. I want another turn. Praise God, praise God. Same God. Right here in Truth Church. I mean, the same God can work through you the same way he works through Jakes. What are you afraid of? I just believe he wants to bust up our container a little bit, and my container, and he's saying, don't put me in a box. Don't do church the way you think it ought to be done. Just show up. Ready or not, here we go. Let the Holy Ghost do what he's going to do. God's saying, don't tell me who I am. Let me tell you who you are. I think we spend a lot of our time trying to figure out who God is, and well, this is God. I expect half of us to come in here sometimes speaking Latin or singing it. Come on, amen. Y'all know what I'm joking. Y'all know I'm joking, right? Amen. Woo. Watch this. He said, Moses, my servant is dead. Moses, my servant is dead. And when you read it, it looks like God killed him. How many know it looks like God probably killed him? I mean, it doesn't say God killed him, but Moses and God went for a walk, and only God came back, and God said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Isn't that what happened? That might not be real theology, but that's what happened, amen? I don't know it for a fact, but the Bible says they went on a walk, and only God come back. Amen? I ain't real deep, but something happened. It also said that God buried him. I hope he didn't bury him alive. God got back and he said, Moses is dead. You can take that for what it's worth. But here's the point. There are some things in your life that if God doesn't bring them to a close, you'll never bring them to a close. Because we love to hang on. We love to live in the past. Trying to reattain that special moment that we had. Come on, somebody. Amen. That's why there were some things in your life you're trying to get to revive itself, and it ain't never going to revive itself because that season is over. It's over. Somebody say, the season is over. There's a new season. Amen? Come on, how many know you just keep trying to go back and pick up things the way they were and the way they used to be? That's not the will of God for our lives. Amen? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, that is not the will of God for our lives. God's doing a new thing in a new day. Amen. Listen, God has a new container and a new day for your life. Not only does God bring them to a close, but how many of you know it was God that actually buried Moses? Amen. He hid him from everybody. Because if he hadn't buried Moses, they would have turned Moses' gravesite into a shrine. They never would have left the wilderness. They've been out there worshiping the grave. Come on, amen. Listen to me real closely. Many times in our spiritual mentality, we think because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, because he's described as the rock, because he's described as a fortress and a strong tower, we believe that's how he is as God. And that he's a rock and he never moves. He's the God that changes not. He's a fortress that never changes. He's a strong tower. And we come up with this theology that there's no change in the kingdom. But the truth of the matter is that that's God's nature towards us. God never changes towards us. He's a strong tower towards us. He's a rock towards us. Come on, somebody. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever towards us. He will not change his point of view concerning you. Come on, amen. He loves you today. He loves you tomorrow. And he loves you forever. That ain't going to change. Amen. Nevertheless, that's not his nature as God. That's just his nature towards us. In fact, when you describe God according to the law of hermeneutics, the laws of interpretation of Scripture, everything is based on the first mention. That's what they teach you right first when you start studying the Bible. Every law comes from first mention of anything in Scripture. This is how we learn the nature of God. This is how we understand how God works and how God moves. It sets a theological tone for the entire basis of Scripture. God is the same throughout Scripture. He hasn't changed from Genesis to Revelation. He's the same God. Come on, amen? And in Genesis 1, it says that God created the heavens and the earth. So what does that tell us? It tells us that God's a creative God. He's a God that creates. He's not a God of sameness. He's a creative God. He's got a creative flair. He's got beauty. He's an artist. Come on, somebody. He's creative. He's always creating new ways. He's always doing new things. There's moves of God that manifest in our lives. There's moves of God that manifest around the world. We've seen the Holy Spirit in the last 100 years move in power in ways that were never taught for 2,000 years. Full revelations of the word like people have never understood before. The word of prophecy, the word of faith, spiritual warfare. Come on, somebody. God is moving. Hallelujah. The next verse says that darkness covered the face of the waters and the earth. And it was without form and void. But watch this. It says the Spirit of God was moving. He was moving. What does that tell us? It means that God is a mobile God. He's working in our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost is at work in you. He's at work in this world. He's at work in this church. There's things that change. We're not the same church we were a year ago. We've changed. Amen. That's the work of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's mobile. God's a mobile God. Where he was at last year, he's not there this year. He's doing something new. Somebody say he's doing something new. Whoa, Jesus. He's continually doing something new in our hearts. He's continually showing us new revelation. He's continually giving us places where we can grow and overcome. He's continually challenging us in new things. Amen.
Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day at 11:30 a.m. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount. Or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
So, I mean, you understand that if we see a God who never changes or never brings us to a place of change, we just end up getting stuck in a routine of tradition, in a place of partial victories. Huh? I've had about all the partial victories I can take. Amen? Can I just explain what I mean? When God said, Moses, my servant is dead, Moses was God's man to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt. And by his own disobedience, Moses disobeyed God out of anger. He removed himself from being able to enter into the promised land. Right? God told him to do something one way, and Moses did it another way, so he wasn't allowed to go into the promised land. Isn't that what we learned? I mean, the devil didn't do that. Moses did that. Moses rebelled. Moses disobeyed. And when he removed himself by his own actions from going to the promised land, watch this, he could no longer be the leader of the children of Israel. Not because he was a bad man, but because the people can never go where the leader can't go. And if the children of Israel were going to make it into the promised land, they had to have somebody that could take them there. And Moses couldn't do it. Come on, amen. How many of you recognize in this congregation, if you don't pray for Kim and I for any other reason, you ought to pray for that reason? Because the people of this house cannot go where we can't go. Amen. Spiritually. I hope you pray for us every day. We need it. Come on. The anointing flows down. It flows down from the head to the beard to the garment. That's why I pray for the people that are over my life. Because I don't want no ceilings or limitations on my life. That's why I've put people in my life that I can look up to, that can challenge me, that call me, that hold me accountable. I had one of my brothers call me yesterday, right out of the blue, and he always calls when I'm going through something. That's just the Holy Ghost. Just call me. Brother, I'm just driving down the turnpike in New Jersey. I was thinking about you. God told me to call you. What's going on? I said, well, this, and this, man. This is going. Let me pray with you right now, man. God's on your side. He's called you. He just built me up and encouraged me. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Yes. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I pray for those people over my life. Come on, amen. Does anybody want limitations in their life?
No.
There ain't nothing more painful than having your head like this stuck up against the ceiling.
Right. Yeah.
Huh? I mean, God wants to break you through that ceiling and make that ceiling a platform of your success. Amen. And instead of it holding you back, you got something to stand on to elevate you to the next level, the next dimension of your walk with God.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Whew. Moses couldn't go, and it was keeping the people from going. What are you saying, Pastor? Here's what I'm saying. When there are things in your life that can't make the trip into your new season, God brings those things to an end. Come on, amen. Not because he doesn't love you or he doesn't love Moses, but it's because he has a greater victory for you than you ever thought possible. He's taking you to a new dimension. He's taking you to a new level. Sometimes we just don't want to let go because we get comfortable. This is where God's called me. How about no? Matter of fact, I can almost tell you for a certainty at the point of your comfort is usually about the time God's getting ready to move you somewhere else. The moment you say, I can finally sit down and relax, this is where God's got me. No. Big mistake. Exodus 15:17 says, he brought them out in order to bring them in. He brought them out in order to bring them in. In other words, his plan from the beginning was to bring them in and plant them in the land of their inheritance. So when you and I got issues in our life, when we got issues, old relationships, bad relationships, habits, we got old memories that are holding us back. We got all kinds of things that we've carried in our lives that just kind of keep us where we are from previous seasons and things that we're holding on to and things we're trying to get back to me. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. They cannot and they will not make the trip into your new season.
Amen.
They will keep you in your old season. And God's saying it's a new day. Ready or not, here we go. Come on, somebody. Ready or not, here we go. Jesus. That's why you can't revive all that stuff. Because it's not in your new day. Listen, you can take the memory of Moses, you just can't take the memorabilia. Come on. You can remember him, but don't take the poster. Oh, I remember the manna, the wilderness with Moses. Oh, those were good times. We weren't being hunted and killed by giants. Come on, amen? You know what we call that in the drug world? Euphoric recall. You've been clean and sober for 3 or 4 years, and you think back to all the way, oh, it felt so good when I was doing cocaine. Oh, man, I love getting high. Yeah, well, what about all the hell that you put everybody through and all the hell your life was, and you got down to 80 pounds and sores all over your body and you dying and you were in prison? What, did you miss any of that?
Nope.
That's your euphoric recall. We try to remember. We only remember the good stuff. We don't remember all the bondage. What's wrong with us? We need Jesus.
Amen.
Come on, amen. Oh, Jesus, help us. I think some of y'all are just starting to get that. God said to the children of Israel, it's not enough for you just to hang out in the wilderness and have a good church. That's not enough. When I intended for you to inherit the land, when I intended for you to conquer and be not just conquerors, but more than conquerors.
Amen.
Amen. Amen? I've intended for you to transform cities and communities and neighborhoods. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's not enough for you and I to sit here week after week just for a good church service when God has called Truth Church to transform a city. I hope you're hearing me this morning. He's called us to reach a community. God's called this church to reach the world. Right here at 3891 Edwards Road. To influence around the world. I believe that with all my heart. I wouldn't be standing up here. I believe it. You say, look at around here. Man, what are you, crazy, Pastor? Look at us. We ain't even, we this place ain't even full. I don't care. I know what God said. I know what God said. Amen? So if that's the mandate on the life of this church, then I believe we shouldn't just settle for a church with just good church services. I believe he's calling us to rise up and to enter into places with new containers and build new formats and have new strategies and launch into new seasons with excitement, launch into new seasons and teamwork, launch into new seasons organized and ready to go out and give the devil a black eye and reclaim some of the things that he's stolen from this community. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. It's a process. You might say process. It's a process. Every promise has a process. Every dream has a process. You have to work through something. Most people fall in love with the promise, but they don't fall in love with the process. Most people like the idea of the dream, but they don't want to go they don't want to do what it takes to get to the dream. Amen? They fall in love with change because they can always say, well, that's cool. That's a great idea. I really like that. They said, I'm going to do this. They said, I got a word of prophecy. But when it comes to the time of the process, I don't know. I think I misheard God. I really think God just wants me to work a job and come to church on Sunday. No. No. That's you trying to cop out. That's you running from the call of God on your life. Come on, amen. You got to be processed. God wants to process you through it. God wants you to work through the transition of your life. How many believe in here this morning that God has a promise over your life? Can I see your hand?
Amen.
Everybody in here believe that God has got a promise over your life? Oh, Jesus. If God has a promise over your life, then there's a process to the promise. You have to embrace the process if you want it to become a reality. Amen? Is there anybody here committed this morning to the process?
Amen.
About half of the hands went up that time. Because that's the hard part. We all believe we have a promise, but we're not all committed to the process of what it's going to take to get to the promise. Let me just tell you this. The idea of the promise is great, but it won't carry you through the tough times. Unless you go through the transition, unless you go through the process, you won't have what it takes to stand when the storms of life come. you'll fall apart and you won't make it. It's like Joyce Meyer says, you're pruned if you do and you're pruned if you don't. Might as well do it and get pruned. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Now the key to understanding this passage is in the verse 3. It says, every place the sole of your foot treads upon, I have given you. Every place the sole of my foot treads upon, God has given to me. Now watch closely. That word given right there literally means this. It means assigned or an assignment. Or it means bestowed as an assignment. In other words, my destiny is not just a feel-good place. My destiny is not just getting to Magic Kingdom. My destiny is an assignment on my life. God has made that an assignment. And when God says, I'm going to bring you into a new season or the land of your promise, it means He's going to require something from you. He's going to require management. He's going to require strategy. And He's going to require diligence. Management, strategy, and diligence. It's going to be required out of your life. Every place your foot steps on, He says, I have assigned to you. And it will require management and diligence. Come on, somebody. And strategy. That's what it's going to require. I remember sitting over in the pastor's office in 1995 with Pastor Jay. And I looked out the window and I looked back at him. And the Spirit of the Lord said to me, this is going to be your assignment one day. And I pushed it out of my head. I said, that's ridiculous. That's me dreaming way too big. Barely married for 2 years, sitting in his office trying to get him to book a rally for a drug rehab that I was working at. And he said, and the Lord spoke, he said, this is going to be your assignment one day. Come on, every place the sole of your feet. I mean, you're assigned to this place. Come on, somebody.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m., right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Bible is not the book of a month. It is the book of the ages.
For sound biblical truth, listen to Love Worth Finding with Adrian Rogers, celebrating 20 years of broadcast ministry.
Listen to Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m., Monday through Friday, on the Good News Station, WCNO.